Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun, a chance for some afternoon showers and maybe thunderstorms, high near 85 degrees. Kenosha at this hour, 69. It's 64 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 74, and in Racine, 72 degrees. The Racine Public Library cannot be used today as a cooling center because it is closed again because of a problem with the air conditioning system. Library officials forced to close the building late Tuesday morning due to that problem, which will be fixed as soon as possible. The mobile library schedule is not affected by this closure of the main library today. Nearby Memorial Hall can be used as an alternate cooling center, given the weather conditions. National Night Out in the greater Racine area taking on some added significance in light of what's been happening nationwide with citizens and law enforcement, which has not been a factor locally. During the Night Out kickoff at First Evangelical Church near downtown, Neighborhood Watch Director Charlie French said, "We are blessed in this community to have the police relationships that exist today."
And I have seen what Neighborhood Watch has done throughout our community. I've seen that police community relationship that has been built and how we've taken back some of our troubled neighborhoods, and I see that continue, and especially in today's area, what's going on in our country right now.
Mount Pleasant Officer Matt Brohoska noting 2 years of community-oriented policing success from their Mead Street site, modeled after the city's efforts.
It's been a great success, and also teaming up with Neighborhood Watch has been a wealth of knowledge for us to be able to bring into our community lately. We are very excited to have our second year with our program with National Night Out, being able to have a formal event down there. So we're seeing tremendous events turning out to be great for the community, and tonight is just one of them that we've been able to do in conjunction with not only the city of Racine, but also with Neighborhood Watch.
National Night Out activities included block parties all around the community, similar gatherings on a smaller scale in Kenosha, Twin Lakes, and Metro Milwaukee. A former guard at the Ellsworth Correctional Institution in Union Grove now facing charges for allegedly having sexual relations with an inmate of that facility. 47-year-old Catherine Rico from Union Grove in court yesterday on 3 counts of second-degree sexual assault by a correctional staffer. According to the court documents, Rico had a two to three week relationship, that is, with an inmate at that women's correctional facility. It began with the exchange of letters and then escalated to sexual contact. Rico was fired from her job for that alleged contact when it was discovered. She is scheduled to be back in court for a preliminary hearing on August the 18th. The retrial of Pleasant Prairie's Mark Jensen on charges that he poisoned his wife many years ago has now been scheduled for March the 6th of next year. The famous letter from the victim, though, will apparently not play a role. Jensen's original Kenosha court conviction overturned last year. Julie Jensen's so-called letter from the grave pointing a finger at her husband if anything happened to her, thrown out by higher courts. During a status conference on Tuesday, the Kenosha DA's office and Jensen's lawyer agreed to the trial date, the prosecution signaling it will not attempt to push for use of that controversial letter. Jensen's attorney, meanwhile, planning to argue that her client's $1.2 million bond should be reduced. That'll be at a hearing in October. City of Racine Public Health Department taking part in an effort to try to determine if mosquitoes that could carry the Zika virus are anywhere in southeast Wisconsin. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Although the mosquito that's the main carrier of the Zika virus is not found in Wisconsin, it's believed the Asian tiger mosquito could also transmit the disease. That mosquito has been found in southern Illinois and in Minnesota and in one location in Iowa. Under the direction of the State Department of Health Services, the department has established 14 surveillance sites in the Racine area. Each includes a container that will be examined weekly for mosquito eggs. Any that are found will be sent to a UW lab for analysis. There have been 11 confirmed cases of Zika in Wisconsin, all involving people who contracted the virus while traveling to affected areas. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
State Senator Bob Wirch planning to introduce legislation that would require life insurance companies to pay death benefits to the survivors of policy owners. He found out about the issue by watching the 60 Minutes program, and according to their report, 25 of the country's biggest life insurance companies settled with several states and unpaid beneficiaries for more than $7.5 billion. 35 more are under investigation for failing to pay out benefits. Wirch says he hopes his bill will get some bipartisan support.
This is a contract that has been engaged in between an individual and a company. You sign the contract, you uphold your part of it by paying the premiums, on a basis, and then the insurance company in some instances refuses to fulfill the contract. And so I think it's a clear case of outrageous conduct against the consumer, and I would hope it has bipartisan support.
Several other states, including Illinois, Florida, and New York, have recently enacted similar laws. And Governor Walker wants to keep the price for attending the University of Wisconsin the same for the next 2 years, suggesting he will continue the system's tuition freeze. University officials, though, have voiced concern that another freeze will hurt their ability to pay professors and to give other workers needed raises. The governor, though, says he is open to the idea of performance bonuses for the various campuses, which would include Parkside. There have been more than just a few nibbles on the proposed veterans housing project for Uptown Racine, which recently lost its developer because of higher-than-expected bids and the timing of the process to include the use of historic tax credits. City Development Director Amy Connolly telling the Redevelopment Authority the mayor was counting on some other groups showing interest in the project, and that has occurred.
Development community has been very interested in that project. I think they see that the city and all of our different agencies really collaborated well for that project, and I have at least five tours in the next couple weeks with developers who want to go see the site and are very interested in looking at reapplying for tax credits in the next round to see if they can make a go of the project.
Connolly telling RDA members she is hopeful some kind of project can be launched in Uptown before the end of the year. The Redevelopment Authority, by the way, electing former Alderman Greg Helding as its new chairman. Former Alderman Jim Spangenberg becomes the vice chairman. The issue of building a new community pool in the city of Burlington with help from a referendum became more than just a yes or no discussion for members of the Common Council last night during a committee of the whole discussion. What's proposed is a non-binding referendum about either spending or borrowing $4.7 million to build the pool and related amenities. Attorney John Belogic saying the agreement with the pool board will be in the city's best interest.
One thing that will be there is that we can cancel the agreement at any time with no reason being required. So we can bring it back into the city system, if you will, anytime we want, if that ever becomes necessary. Secondly, as you'll see in when I draft the agreement, they'll be giving us financial information on a regular basis. We'll be approving their annual budget.
Alderman Tom Voss said the public needs to know specifics of the financing with a referendum, maintaining it's easy to vote no or yes.
It's easy to go into a voting booth and look at 4.7 and say, nope, because it's going to raise my taxes, not knowing any of the other things that go along with its revenue stream, the 40 or 50 cents a thousand, because then when you sit to yourself and say, well, my house is $150,000, it's going to cost me $48, or whatever the case may be. We need to get that information out.
For the Burlington Pool referendum to be on the November ballot, the council has to approve the resolution for it at its August 16th meeting and then submission to the county clerk. Meanwhile, a party at the pool fundraiser scheduled August the 27th for the Burlington Community Pool Project. MyRacineCounty.com saying an anonymous donor has offered a matching grant of up to $25,000 on proceeds from the event. The goal is to set up a fund to help sustain the operation of either the current pool or the replacement that may follow based on the advisory referendum for the council to consider. What used to be called the Radisson Harbor Walk Hotel on Racine's lakefront has a new name, the Doubletree Hotel, and with it came a request to the city for the replacement of two signs on near Gaslight Drive to let people know that it's tucked behind the parking ramp, an issue that came up at the Common Council meeting for lack of the dollar amount on the lease agreement. Alderman Ray DeHaan noting that he and his Transit Commission cohorts had no trouble supporting the hotel covering the sign installation cost and the lease amount that's involved.
Since the Hilton bought this property and is spending millions of dollars rehabbing it, they said they're lost in the corner behind our parking ramp, and they want to be able to be visual, and that's why they came to us. I'm not really concerned about it because as long as they're paying the bills, ain't our problem.
City Administrator Tom Friedel pointed out that there's been a sign about the hotel with the previous name on the ramp for a long time, and the new one plus a monument sign by the ramp makes good business sense. Administration promised to get the information to the council about the amount on the lease. The sign request will still have to go before the Plan Commission and the Downtown Design Review Committee. Oh, and Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark going to be writing a book, which could be in stores next year. He has signed a deal to write about his 4-decade career in law enforcement. The financial advance from the company that Clark received the book is going to be writing it for him. They haven't released that. It's going to be titled Rebel Sheriff, Beyond the Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.